accept our fasting, accept our du'as and our prayers and our sadaqah and our zakat, inshallah, in this blessed month. And jazakumullah khair. And we will have Sheikh Shahr Ali give the tafsir, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah ta'ala, all of you are doing well. And alhamdulillah, we are at the 27th night of this blessed month of Ramadan. And just how Sister Ahlam mentioned, this could possibly be Laylatul Qadr of some hadith actually pin a point to this, the 27th night. And of course, other hadith, opinion that it will point to that it will be one of the odd nights in these 10 nights that we all know. But obviously there's a great chance might be tonight. So like as you mentioned, we're trying to do as much ibadah tonight, as much as you can in your praying, in course your charity, your du'as, reading of the Quran and all that good stuff. Alhamdulillah, we just finished reciting the 28th chapter or 28th part or juz of the Quran, which consists of around 9 surahs and has a lot of information. And the hard part is when you start getting towards the end of the Quran, there's so much surahs, there's so much points to point out, to highlight. It's very hard. But obviously Surah Mujadala has a very beautiful verses speaking about that Allah has not forbade us to not deal and treat those who are not Muslim with gentle and kindness if they do not fight us for our religion or try to kick us out of our lands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why do you say what you do not do? It's a very hateful thing in Allah's eyes to say something which you do not do, right? And obviously that's a great lesson for all of us, especially the parents out there. I'm a parent too also, is that we have to make sure that when we address others, especially our own children, that we also are doing exactly what we are telling them. And in general, we're advising everybody. But the verses that I wanted to highlight for tonight, like I said, there's many of them. And one I want to highlight in Surah Munafiqun. In Surah Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in general, is addressing the Munafiqun, the hypocrites. There are individuals that were living in Medina along with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they'll say they're Muslim, but they're working against Islam in the background. And they're trying to hurt Islam and trying to hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them in this surah. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us Muslims in the matter of a very important matter. And that is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very interesting picture. Now all of us here, if we knew somebody, right? If we knew somebody that was passing away and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would show us what would that person would want to do as they're about to pass away, right? What would they want to be asking for? And what would they want to do before they leave this world so they could do one more thing or two couple more things before they leave it and their books are closed of their deeds? And this is actually the picture Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the surah. Because if me and you, if we knew something like that, if we knew that someone was passing away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us what this person will be asking about, hey, that's a great hint for me and you to what? Make sure we don't end up in that spot. Make sure that we take the lesson and make sure we do whatever that person must be requesting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 10 in Surah Munafiqun, where he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O believers, right, spend out which we have provided for you. That's kind of interesting, because if you think about all the money that we have, every nickel, every dime, every penny that we have in our pockets, in our savings accounts, and it comes right back from giving, it comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gave us the ability to actually get that in the first place. You might say, hold on, that's my degree, and that's my hard work, and that's my overtime that I spent, you know, working on the weekends and working here. Of course, yes, we understand that. I mean, Allah subhanahu blessed you for that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that intelligence to be able to get that job, to be that doctor, to be that engineer, right? To be that mechanic, to be that psychologist, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to give you that intelligence, able to get you that job and provide that for you and make you able to maintain that job. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just spend out, which we're the ones that have provided for you in the first place. And before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before death comes to any of you. And when death comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person would say, قَالَ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي. Oh Allah, give me respite. Ya Rab, give me just one more hour. Just give me 30 more minutes. This person wants to do something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to show us. What is it that this person wants respite for? What is it this person wants a little bit more time in their life to do something? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That the person says, I want to give sadaqah. Let me just get out of this hospital bed. Let me just get out, be able to walk. I'll find any donation box. I'll just put money in it. Right? I just want to do this before I'm gone from this world, before I close up my book, and I'll be a part of the salihin. And then I'll be part of the righteous ones, if you will. Now this person realizes. Now this person understands, right, at that moment of death. Doesn't everyone at the moment of death now wake up? Right? Like Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that most people are asleep in this world, and when they die, they wake up. Then they realize, oh, I wish I did this, and I wish I did that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, right as that person is about to die, they're looking. They say, give me, Allah, give me one more hour, 30 more minutes. I'll find any donation box. I'll try to donate on my phone. Power 2020, that's me. I'll be there. I'll do it now. Right? I realize the importance of it. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is a great lesson for us. Here is that to make sure that we hasten, to make sure that we give out as much as we can. I know, alhamdulillah, it's a very generous community. I saw alhamdulillah for many years. We all know that, alhamdulillah, right? And so that's something we just need to be continuing with. I know you're not at the masjid. You don't have the donation box right in front of you. You don't have everyone, you know, someone on the mic calling you out and try to raise your hands, etc. We don't have that atmosphere. And some of you are not really super tech savvy. You don't understand how to go on the website. Maybe you put your credit card in and you might not be comfortable with that. But like Sister Ahlam was saying, that there is boxes right by the gates of the masjid, right? Curbside donations, right? Everyone likes curbside pickups for dinner. You have curbside donations, alhamdulillah. You can still be able to donate at that time and not be like this person here. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the very next ayah of the surah, it says, وَلَن نُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجُلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never is a case that we delay the appointed time of death for anyone. For Allah is well known what people do. Like that's, sorry, I know you want 10 more minutes, you want 30 more minutes. That's not the case. You have to go. But you wish you would have done that when you had the ability to do so. So inshallah ta'ala, this is a great lesson for us, as we all need this kind of extra push an effort to make sure that we give out. And this great lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us of not being like the people who are on their deathbed at the time of death are asking for more time to spend out and be of the righteous and want to pray and want to treat their family good now and want to treat their relatives good now and want to respect their parents, etc. Now they want to do all that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those of the musaddiqeen, those who give charity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this Laylatul Qadr tonight to accept it from us and grant us multitude of blessings and accept our fasting, our prayer, and our recitation of the Quran. May Allah bless all of you. Inshallah ta'ala, spend this night in His ibadah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah khair, Sheikh Shahid. And just a reminder, at 11 o'clock, we'll be starting the Laylatul Qadr program. Please check the link on ramadan.isocmasjid.org to join the program. So 11 p.m., we'll be having our program. So we'll be on Zoom, we'll be on Facebook Live, as well as on YouTube. See you at 11. Thank you. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.